10 nurses are assaulted in hospitals here each day, the Oireachtas Health Committee has been hearing. Health unions told a hearing today on the safety of staff that the problem is completely unacceptable, but is sometimes down to the frustration patients feel over delays in getting care. The committee heard that there have been almost 5,600 reported incidents of assault on nurses over the last 2 years. Sylvia Chambers, an emergency department nurse at Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin, outlined to the committee the abuse she experiences in her role.
So I am qualified 18 years and I can say I have never experienced aggression like we have in the past few years, particularly. On a daily basis, there are numerous incidents where we are verbally attacked. I have been spat at, I have been verbally abused, I have been threatened that when I leave work that evening I will be stabbed as I get into my car. I have grown men, 6'4", towering over me, throwing objects at me. It is a daily basis and I do not feel safe going to work. I don't feel safe. My colleagues don't feel safe. This all comes down to security. This comes down to overcrowding. The facility that our parents are asked to wait in is not sufficient. At night time, from 2 a.m. onwards, we only have two doctors. Sometimes we could have up to 60, 70 patients waiting at that time with two doctors. It's not feasible for two doctors to see all those patients. Parents become very aggressive, they become tired, and the nurse who is normally the first person that they see, we're the ones that we receive the backlash.
ED department nurse Sylvia Chambers, with me our health correspondent Fergal Bowers. Fergal, how typical is the account there given by Sylvia Chambers of what nurses up and down the country are experiencing?
Well, we heard today it's underreported because this is just data from HSE facilities, but it wouldn't include, say, voluntary hospitals, of which there's a large number of very large voluntary hospitals, and Section 8 agencies, psychiatric institutions, community services. So this is not the full picture. A lot of the aggression we heard today is directed at women rather than male staff. And what a lot of the four unions, they were saying they want to see a greater role for the Health and Safety Authority in inspecting and prosecuting health service employers who, if they're failing in their duty of care to staff. And not all doctors, nurses, paramedics or others are reporting or recording these cases, because many of them say they're just too busy and their workload just doesn't allow them to do that.
What, Fergal, are the health unions saying about how the employers need to address this duty of care, as you put it, to keep their staff safe?
Well, you know, one of the criticisms today at the committee was that it's a bit of a tick box exercise sometimes when staff report to management. A file goes into a filing cabinet and not to be seen again. And so they're calling for better security services at various places like emergency departments and those areas where you could see an increase in cases. The HSE said this lunchtime that ensuring the safety of employees and service users is a priority concern for it, and that it's committed to creating a safe environment within which to work or be treated, and it'll continue to place an emphasis on the management of work-related aggression and violence this year.
Fergal Bowers, thanks very much for that.